This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gart.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Allison is on the line in California. Start things up.
Hello.
Hello, Allison.
Hi, I've called in with not an unrelated subject. It's certainly regarding children. There's been a global experiment taking place over the last few weeks called the Fireburn test. It's an instant burn recovery treatment that is taking Americans by storm. We were on coast to coast 2.5 weeks ago, where we gave the protocol of what to do if anybody gets burned. Now,
By fire,
by hot surfaces, by scalding water.
Okay.
But, you know, household burns, and this period went through the Thanksgiving, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. All they need to do is give their name, date of birth, place of birth, and if possible, a photo.
What?
And send it through to, and call through to 818-332-6445.
What are you going to do?
Or they email it to fireburndoctor@AOL.com.
What exactly? How is that going to solve their burn?
Oh, let me explain. There's a website called fireburndoctor.com.
Could you tell us what it's going to do before you plug the heck out of your website, okay?
It's a remote influence technology, and we're already getting astounding results.
So you're talking about psychic healing stuff.
It's very concrete, very precise, and it works. We have had dozens and dozens of calls from very, very happy Americans who did just that when they burned themselves. Within minutes, no pain. Within hours, no burn. And it needs to be seen, and it's the only way to get past.
And what are you charging for your services?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. It's the only way to get past Big Brother and get this into the people's hands. Influence technologies have existed for a long time.
So how long are we talking about? I mean, what kind of recovery time are we talking about here, from burn to recovery?
Pain gone. They need to phone the burn through within half an hour of it happening, and they will be called back to check the details of precise. Within minutes.
Who's funding this? I mean, if you're not charging for it, are you just taking donations or what?
No, there's no charge.
Who's operating the phones?
This is about exposing proof to the general public of an influence technology that works, and it's way outside of the box of traditional medical or scientific.
Sounds like this meditation or something like that? I mean, what exactly is the process?
Prayer?
I suppose the nearest thing people are going to understand it by is a kind of very, very precise prayer. The originator of this has been around for 30 years and has not yet managed to break through the ice of Big Brother's medical dominion that, you know, is all allopathic medicine and symptom-orientated and drug company-oriented. This has profound effects on health, but the demonstration, the global fireburn test, which is on fireburndoctor.com, is all about getting proof into the public's hands. So
do I take the telephone and vigorously rub it on the burn?
Pardon?
Do I take the telephone and, like, vigorously rub it on the burn?
No. You ring 818-332-6445, and you give your name at birth, your date of birth, your place of birth, and
why do those things
approximately
matter?
The time when the burn happens.
It's remote healing, isn't what they're talking about.
So you're saying you only need name, date. I'm looking at your website here. It says you need the name, date, and place, and if possible, a photograph, but that's not required, huh?
Not absolutely necessary. It just helps.
It helps. Now, wait,
if I give my wrong date of birth, will my burn not be healed?
Well, you try it. I mean, there's all kinds of very
simple Marco burn.
I'm not going to burn.
And they've been wowed. You know, we've had ER nurses and paramedics. I've got a quote here. My family and I are freaking out. I burned my hand approximately an hour ago, and now I'm pain free and healing is well on its way. I'm a paramedic, and my wife is an ER nurse. We are both speechless in my recovery. Don't hesitate. This works. And this guy is called from Washington. He's a mainstream allopathic medicine guy. And we've got dozens and dozens of shocking testimonies. It works. And we want
now, why does it, in your opinion, why does this work? I'm not going to believe whether or not what you're saying is true. It sounds pretty crazy. But, you know, hey, we're hearing it out. Why does this work, in your opinion? What's the technology?
It's not an opinion, and it's not placebo, because 2-year-olds and 7-year-olds parents have called in and given their cases. It is an influence technology. Influence technologies have been around for 50 years and are well known to governments. The coordinates, if you like, is the name, date of birth, place of birth. It's a way of locating that person.
Right.
But people don't have to understand it, how it works. They need to just do it. It costs nothing but the price of a
You use the term technology. I mean, is there some sort of what is it? What is involved? What is the process once you give this information over to whoever is operating that phone line? What do they do?
Well, the phone line is operated for 24 hours a day. Their details are taken and they are processed using a very ancient form of. It's an ancient science which goes back to the time of the rishis, but that in a way really doesn't matter. People are invited to test it. When you burn yourself on the stove, when you burn yourself on the
you aren't summoning demons, are you?
Pardon?
You aren't summoning demons, are you?
Well, I didn't say that.
You know, she seems to be.
Out this stuff in cuneiform, do you? Do you have like runes?
Wait
and
a minute.
School that
now, hey, to Allison's credit, I mean, she says she's not charging for this.
Hey, right, Allison's got skin like leather.
Frozen proof.
Yeah,
frozen proof into American people's hands. And hundreds and hundreds of burn cases can be taken care of a day. And the idea is that it's going to get past the media that has been blocking this for a long time. It is a lot of money in our direct competition is the burn centers. And, you know, every time somebody's burned and they have third degree burns and they do not regrow skin, it is hundreds of thousands of dollars in the burn centers.
Now, will regrow skin?
Surgery.
Will this,
it, yes.
On
what
a third
it does,
degree?
It triggers the body's own self-reparative processes. And all
okay.
that's happening is that the message of the brain that sends out a self-destruct when you're burned, whether it's a small burn or whether it's a third degree, very severe burn, it works just the same, it interrupts that. So the self-destruct mechanism is bypassed and then
Allison.
The body hits itself.
I'm intrigued in this about this, particularly
Good.
Just because
Do it.
I
just
saw
want your people
I just I've got some interesting questions, I hope, because I've been familiar with some of these things just to tangentially as in interest, just a passing interest. And of course, I think anybody who sees the Men Who Stare at Goats knows that there is some historical precedent for this. But a couple questions. Can you explain to me why this works with burn victims and, say, not other types of scarring or internal injuries and things like that?
The reason this demonstration, and it's a very precise experiment, is taking place, is that the burns are very, very easy to fix. It takes minutes to interrupt that self-destruct signal from the brain in a person. Minutes. Mm-hmm. So hundreds, thousands even maybe in a day can be taken care of, and people, they would then go to their emergency rooms, their hospitals, and the medical doctors medical personnel will get to document something that does not take place. Usually when a third degree burn happens, they do not regrow skin. There are years of reconstructive surgery, and the outcome is very dim with years of scars and malformation of the skin. What happens with this is that the body, because that signal is interrupted, that self-destruct signal is interrupted, the body repairs itself. And it needs to be seen. It needs to be, people don't have to believe it. It doesn't matter if it's done on behalf of a baby. It just needs to be tried out. People need to just test it and do it.
I think that the body certainly has some very powerful regenerative properties that in many cases people don't realize they can tap into. I think people's minds are much more powerful than they otherwise believe. But I have to say that, you know, you're making some pretty pretty wild claims here.
Outside the box. But it's very true. We have dozens and dozens of cases through Thanksgiving for people who burn themselves on stoves and ovens and things.
And you're saying this guy is working for free.
Is there a paid upgrade for amputees?
This is just for fire burns and scalds.
Allison, this is it's a fascinating topic to bring up just generally. And one of the things that I think is very interesting, you can draw out all sorts of things ranging from experiments they've done on Mythbusters where they've had people try to direct negative and positive thoughts at plants and actually recorded changes in the electromagnetic systems of the plants to Michael Crichton's book Travels, which is all about psychic phenomena and paranormal things like that. So there is a lot to be said about this.
Thank you, Allison. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. If you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. And that is freetalklive.com.
Do you hate making those extra trips to carry in the grocery bags? For the last few months at my house, we've been using the Tota Sack. They are a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, and it's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Mostly, grocery bag carrying. That's basically what they were designed for, but they can be used for 5-gallon buckets, especially when, you know, you have the 5-gallon bucket and the little plastic handle part has broken off, so you have to carry just the metal part. They're great for that. Dairy farmers find these particularly useful. And I think that if you got a Totesac at Totesac.com, that you'd find it very useful, too. I certainly have. We keep them with us and in both cars. It's Totasak.com. That's Totesac.com. And we're going to be giving away a Totesac this evening here on the show, a pair of them. But you can go get a family pack today at Totesac.com. Also, they have a Christmas special going on. If you buy two family packs, they'll drop ship the second one to anywhere in the United States for free. But you have to call their number. It's at Totesac.com, Totasak.com.
All right, let's continue here this discussion that Allison started a few moments ago, calling to promote a website that she says people should utilize when they're burned, that there's a phone number, you're supposed to call this number, and Dr. Joseph will somehow remotely heal your burn. He will begin some sort of process from across the world, because I think she said he was in the UK or something.
She certainly sounded like she was UK-ish.
Anyway, she's
UK-ian.
So she
a UK-ite.
So you call this number. You're supposed to give the name of birth, or excuse me, the name at birth, date of birth, place of birth, and if possible, any photograph. You also need to give them the exact time of the burn, apparently, and that will be enough information for him to, I don't know, somehow create some kind of psychic link, though she shied away from the term psychic.
It's the organic technology.
Yeah, so she likes, you know, she certainly used the term technology there, and it says that the pain will go away shortly, and then the healing process will begin. Of course, your body's equipped to heal itself in most cases anyway, so your healing process will likely begin with or without Dr. Joseph's help over the phone. But it kind of brought up this question of, well, you know, is there anything to these claims? I mean, she claimed that they weren't charging money. She claimed that this was just being done as an experiment to prove the veracity of their claims. Yeah. And if that's the case, go ahead, give them a call, see what happens. I mean, hurt, right? Just, I wouldn't say burn yourself on purpose just to make sure that, you know, to test Dr. Joseph's claims. But, burns do happen. Maybe you should post this phone number on your fridge in case you burn yourself on the stove.
You know how it is when you get approached by, and I don't want to be too critical of Allison here, because, of course, she had that amazing accent. You know, how can you go wrong with that? But, and by the way, I'm not hitting on her. I hope no one thinks that I would be possibly doing it.
Come on.
But, yeah, you know how you feel when you get you know, sort of cajoled by one of these multi-level marketing people.
Oh, I know, I've done there, multi-level marketing,
and they just won't tell you. They will not tell you. It's like, you should come to one of our meetings. Oh, really? What's it for? Well, you know, it's a great way to make money. It's like, Well, if she had just said, you know, instead of trying to, you know, get around saying it when we say psychic thing or whatever, you know, if she had just said, look, you know, there's a really fascinating thing that maybe people might want to look into. It seems like there are some verified cases. It seems like it's sort of a paranormal thing. You know, if you're skeptical, hey, check it out anyway. Then I would be much more inclined. But when they try to, like, talk past it and always say, well, you know, there are all these things. Like, hey, you know, just take a step back, take a breath. Let's have a reasonable conversation about this.
Right. It's not meditation. It's not psychic powers. It's technology. Like, he's got some sort of machine where he types in the date, like in Back to the Future or something. You type in the date. You type in the time.
Yeah.
Flip the switch.
88 miles an hour.
Now, that would somehow target you. And
That's how they set into motion the burn healing demons.
The machine.
Yes.
The demon machine.
Yeah. Well, you don't want, it's very important when you summon the demons to do everything properly. And in this day of computers and stuff like that, they probably have some computer summoning device.
Be
that way you
precise.
Don't make mistakes. Because otherwise, the demon will come up and steal your soul.
Right.
So,
right. You don't want the wrong incantation. You change the wrong word.
That's why date of birth, important. Location of birth, important. Mm-hmm. You know, they've got to have your name, proper spelling. All these things in summoning the proper burn healing demons. You don't know where you were born.
You're screwed
adopted?
If you were adopted.
I know where I was. I know where they told me I was born.
Well, I don't know.
You'll find out if the demon comes get your soul over this burn. this first degree burn you got from the stove.
But I gotta say though, I think it was Mythbusters I mentioned before.
Yes.
They had one where they had one of the guys, I can't remember which guy it was, he was directing negative thoughts within a proximity of a plant, and they had these little electrode things attached to the plant, and they could check out certain types of, I don't know what what they were detecting, but there was some readout that they could get from it. And they had him stand within like 3 feet and direct negative, like nasty thoughts, like I want to destroy your planet, destroy your world. And then he was in it. There was a partition. It was glass, right? And they got a response. This is like really funky. Then they had him stand like 10 feet away and then 20 feet away, and it decreased every time. So that was fascinating. And then, as I mentioned to you guys,
it's kind of like when you're in the elevator and you say you can feel eyes boring into the back of your head.
Yeah,
you
know, there's something funky going
sometimes
on.
When you're close to somebody that doesn't like you, you do get a feeling from
and
it.
Hey, I got to tell you, we took Malcolm and I, we took this flight over to England. There was a girl sitting there. She said she did Reiki. I'm like,
sure.
Reiki, oh, I heard of this. What is it? Well, one of the flight attendants, we were hanging out with all the flight attendants. We had a blast. It was such a great flight over. And she was like getting a headache or something was going on, like really stiff neck or something. It was a headache. She had a really bad headache. So the girl said, oh, well, you know, sit down here. And she put her hands on this woman's shoulders.
Give me an ice cube and a maraschino cherry. I'll fix this for you.
Yeah, really. She put her hands on this woman's shoulders over her jacket. And the woman was like, oh, my God, I am feeling a really weird sensation. This is really strange. And then she's like, I'm getting hot. What is going on? And then she's like, and she's literally started sweating. Now, it could have been psychosomatic or whatever,
sure.
But I'd never seen anything like it before. It was just crazy. And then, of course, we have Michael Crichton's nonfiction book, Travels, where a skeptic starts to investigate the paranormal, and he comes out saying, I think there's something out there. It's just science we don't know about.
I haven't done a whole lot of personal investigation myself, but I've heard stories from people that I consider credible, you know, people that have no reason to tell me something that's a lie. I have rapport with them, I know them well, and I have no reason to disbelieve their stories. And the one side of me, the skeptical side of me, says, well, that's a bunch of silly nonsense. But on the other hand, I couldn't just reject out of hand what these people are saying, the stories that they're telling. And you mentioned the Reiki thing. There was somebody who I went to school with in college that I developed a relationship with, and she was telling me about this demonstration that they'd gone to with one of these Reiki masters or Chi masters,
summoners,
where he created some sort of a glowing, like a purple glow, because he was, I don't know, meditating or concentrating so hard, like between his hands. And obviously I wasn't there to see it myself, but, you know, taking her word for it, it was a pretty amazing story.
Yeah.
Sam found this video online of some guy setting newspapers, crumpled up newspapers on fire with his hands, his bare hands. We're coming up.
James Radio paying for that.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, and they are all completely free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See our latest Shriner, Robin. She just was put up a few days back. Guard's excited. He's going right now. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Take a look-see. And it is not a beauty contest, ladies. Anyone who is of a female persuasion is welcome to be a part of the Shrine. So you can get all the details on getting your picture or validated video in at shrine.freetalklive.com. Now then, you want to get some silver, you want to get some gold, you're all excited about the hubbub surrounding getting real value backing, well, I guess not value backing, but getting real value that
real
you can
money.
Hang on to, real money that's not going to be inflated necessarily, and that when they print out more money at the Federal Reserve level, that your gold and silver will hold its value, and that, you know, a gold piece, an ounce of gold 100 years ago bought a fine suit of clothes, and today it will buy a fine suit of clothes. Gold and silver have historically been very good protections against the inflation of the fiat money system. And we've made it easy for you. We've got together with our buddies over at Midas Resources, the folks at the Genesis Communications Network, the company that's the parent company that owns the syndicate that puts us up on the air on 60-plus radio stations. They are also a gold dealer. Midas Resources sells a variety of different things, but we've made it easy. We selected some choice options for you in both gold and silver that are very affordable. I placed an order for some silver myself.
Yeah, I've ordered off the same site.
I'm very excited about it, too, getting my hands on it.
Obviously, these prices are the best that that I think that they're likely the best you're going to find on the internet without doing too much work. You can probably go on eBay and really put some work in and get some better deals, but that requires training. It requires a lot of time, and your time's worth something. So
yeah, for me this was easy and it was right there, and the price was I did do a quick search. I did look around a little bit just to see, and I ordered the Lakotas and I did get the best deal.
And something to keep in mind too is when you're buying these things in coin form and then you resell them, you're not going to get hit with the same taxes.
Right. There's not a capital gains tax.
You don't get the capital gains taxes if you're actually buying the bullion itself.
As opposed to doing stocks or something
or
like that. Right?
Yes.
Right. All right. So you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. Place your order there. That's gold.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls here, you can bring up what you want. And we go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello, guys.
Hey,
Merry
hey.
Christmas and happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish listeners.
Okay, then.
I just wanted to talk to you about the growing parking problem in China. There's so many cars in China now that people are having a hard time finding parking.
Hmm.
At my wife's parents' place in Beijing, which they purchased about 3 years ago, when they first purchased it, of course, they didn't have full occupancy yet, but there was maybe one car for every 10 parking spots there. And now, and it looked like they'd way overbuilt the number of parking spots for that apartment because of the usage. Now that they're at 100% occupancy and people are buying, there are one- and two-car families over there now. They just reported to us. They just came back to visit us from China. They were there until Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
But they reported that now in that same apartment complex, there's not only are all the parking spots full, but there are cars parked all over the sidewalks and down the roads. There's just no place to park your car now.
So what are they going to do? Are they going to build some parking garages or something or what?
No, I kind of doubt it. I think people are just going to wind up fighting over park whatever little spot they can find to park their cars. Eventually, they might have to build a garage or something. But the point I was getting at is the amount of vehicles that are growing in China. When I first went there 15 years ago, you would go down the street, and there were almost no private vehicles. There were taxi cabs, buses, trucks. And now, in 15 years' time, they've grown to the point where pretty much any middle-income family now can own and afford a vehicle.
So you're pointing out that their wealth is increasing.
Not only that, but the infrastructure is being pushed to the. It's already past its designed holding capacity, and it's gone probably into double overdrive as far as the number of vehicles on the road, the number of gas stations needed, the gas consumed, the amount of power and energy that China's changed per capita in 15 years. It's probably 15 times or maybe 20 times what people consumed.
Well, that tends to be the case, doesn't it, Gene? I mean, the government creates the transportation solutions, and it doesn't do a very good job of it because even for all of its city planners, college educating, they still can't predict accurately what the market's going to do.
And how could they?
Right.
Central planner.
So, I mean, this is just kind of a problem that happens everywhere where the marketplace is outgrowing the infrastructure created for it by the government, and as a result, you get traffic jams and parking problems.
Perfect way to state it. That's exactly it.
Oh, but the government can solve it by creating new rules for parking and forcing you to move your car every 2 hours and pay for parking. So maybe the Chinese people just need to bring in some meter maids.
With those little magic chalk ball things they hit your tire with.
Because that solves it all the parking problems.
Believe it or not, over there is more of this is handled in the private sector than in the government sector, because all of these parking spaces and all of the problems are on private property. So, in other words, the government is not going to go in there and send meter maids in there because this is...
Well, if it's on private property, then it should be handled fairly simply, then.
But they don't have enough private property.
Yeah, except for the property does not exist. I'm going to predict a solution that I'll bet you I'll see in another year or so, and that is they're going to put in, I'll bet, this is, and I'm just speculating here, but I would bet that they're going to put in those parking spaces that you've seen that are like a garage lift for a shop where you can drive in and then your car gets lifted up in the air and then someone else can park under you.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet you any money that those things are going to start exploding all across China in the next year or so.
Cool idea.
Let the market handle it. It'll be
going to be a market-driven solution because that's not going to be funded by the government.
No. Nope.
But people will, at their apartments, say, well, you know, you and I each have a car. How about I buy one of these things, put it in your spot, and then we can both park in your spot. I'll bet you any money that's going to be a big up-and-coming industry in China.
I hope
so. And on the flip side, I've looked at what's happening here in the last 15 years, and, of course, everything's going the other way. We're winding up with, I don't know if you've noticed it, but I've noticed it in some areas where traffic is dying down. Now we're getting to where what used to be a huge rush hour problem is now cut way back to, you know, instead of a 45-minute rush hour, now it's a 15-minute rush hour because people are driving less and there's less people that have jobs to drive to. And if you look at the side of the road, you see a lot more trash, a lot more couches that people have abandoned. I've seen couches alongside the freeway here in Memphis. I don't know about where you're at, but the trash in Memphis is definitely picking way up. It's getting to be a real problem.
What do you think that the trash on the side of the road? It seems to me that people that are wealthy would be throwing away couches, not people that are poor.
No, these are junk. I mean, these are like Ian's couch.
It wasn't my couch. His couch is going to be bathed in bronze.
Private property is the solution here, right? I mean, if you've got a trash problem, you're dealing with government roadsides, which just they don't have the incentive to be maintained like private property does. Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Mark, did you mention we were going to do a Totosac giveaway? Because
yes.
I totally didn't even notice. I guess we are doing a Totosac giveaway here. You get a two-pack of the Totosac. We told you about them earlier. Makes it a hell of a lot easier to bring back the groceries from the car. For me, it makes it a one-trip job. I'm back in with every grocery bag in one trip because of the Totosac. You get a two-pack of them if you're caller 2 at 603-435-1105. That's our special contest line. Ooh, crap. Let me give you a different number. I don't know what number to give you because I haven't fixed that line. I'm sorry, Mark. We're going to have to
do it in my email. Second email, Mark at freetalklive.com.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show the death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers. You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit mainmilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call, perhaps, if you make the call now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I totally botched up this contest. You told me to do the Totus Hack giveaway, and I did not connect to the fact that our regular contest line that we give out is completely broken right now. So I gave out the contest line at the very last moment, and then I realized, oh, crap.
Is that the same line I've been giving to my interviewees that haven't been calling in?
Yes.
You really need to fix that, dude. perhaps the guy that I was supposed to call in for the interview today didn't stand me up.
That's exactly what happened.
Like, we really need to fix that.
You just need to get him a different number.
I don't know another number.
You can just ask me and I'll give it to you.
You were in bed.
Okay, well, sorry. Technical difficulties. So you gave away the Totusac, but you didn't really give the instructions because we had to run into that break there.
Yeah,
and
I actually
did give it away, but you said you could give away another pair.
Yeah, we'll give away another pair.
Let's do another pair because I feel bad, and if you're authorized to do that, we should do that. So fine. How do you want to do it?
But, like, we can do another email if you want.
How do you want to do that?
Okay, the third person to email me again, and I've just cleared my emails out. The third email that I get here at mark@freetalklive.com will win an additional pair of Totus Acs.
If you're listening on the podcast, you probably should not email.
I need your name. I need your address.
Live listeners only?
There's no reason.
Maybe you could think it to them if they give their date of birth, their place of birth, and their name at birth. You could think the Totus Ac to them. See, like that doctor.
I don't know.
That would work.
What do you need from the emailer?
I need their name, their address, and their daytime phone.
Okay, and if they don't include those, then they're not qualified?
At this point, I've already said it, so there's probably emails on flying across the internet without it. So, the third email I get, that will be the one I'll get it from.
And your email address is mark@freetalklive.com.
That's correct.
Okay, very good. So you get a two-pack of the Totus Ac if your emailer number three right now to mark@totusac.com. To those of you who don't have that old newfangled email stuff, well, just be patient. We'll bring back the contest lines here when I get a chance to fix the computer. All right, so my nap was more important today, though, Mark. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's great.
I was up early this morning. I had to watch the last episode of Dexter, and it was great. I'm not going to say anything else. If you haven't watched the television series Dexter and you like a good suspense show, I guess suspense, I don't know, drama, suspense.
All right, please stop. Tyler Wortham won.
Okay, so no more emails to mark@freetalklive.com unless you just want to email them about something else, which you're welcome to do. All right, let's go to your phone calls here at 800-259-9231. Trisha's gone. Sean is on the line in Minnesota. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
guys. Hey. Regarding that cop who called into your program on Friday saying that a person should not be able to photograph a cop on the job. Well, excuse me. Whatever it is you're paranoid of, and I gather from that conversation that that cop is paranoid of some things. Nobody forced you to take that job. You took that job on your own initiative, and you, just like every other member of society, have no expectation of privacy outside of your private dwelling. And, Ian, I generally agree with you. I, like you, am in favor of non-compliance, but I can't help but sometimes wonder if we have gone past that point of no return.
What do you mean?
Where it is time to start doing as Mark suggests.
What does Mark suggest? Voting?
No, taking up arms against the...
Mark has not suggested that.
I'm a Quaker. I don't suggest that.
Oh, okay. No. Maybe I'm misinterpreting what you've said. My apologies if I am.
Yeah, I don't think anyone on this show in recent years has ever suggested.
We've been
any
pretty
sort of
frustrated,
violence.
But prior to moving to New Hampshire,
I said some violent things on the air.
Yeah, we were pretty frustrated. But you know, since we've gotten here, I'm of the opinion that it is simply a matter of time before we have success, and I have to define success as far as what I'm consider success. It's qualified. I just consider the arresting of the growth of government in the state of New Hampshire, and have the state of New Hampshire tell the federal government to go take a long walk off of a short pier as far as new rules that they're going to enforce upon their citizens, I would consider that success, just arresting the growth of government. I think there'll be some repealing of some arduous laws, too.
And, you know, it's interesting as you go through this process in your life and you see what's happening in New Hampshire, you meet some of the people who are here and you look at some of the issues that people are dealing with in the United States and so many other countries, the oppression is becoming really extreme. Yet here in New Hampshire, we are amongst many people who are complete anti-government people, as you know, Ian and I are, total free marketeers. And, you know, I will probably never see that completely in my lifetime. But I have to say it is satisfying to be able to work through these issues and talk to people to start to lead them down there. And, hey, if they stop and they say, well, look, I'd like to eliminate as many things that the government does as possible, but I still want this basic framework, I'd say, hey, it's a lot brighter day for me in the future. So I think here in New Hampshire we've got a great chance on that. I don't know what's going to happen in the rest of the country, but...
Yeah, the odds are definitely tipping slowly in our favor here as more people make the move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And I think that once you get around enough people who have that similar mindset, your dismay will begin to shift.
Absolutely.
What happens. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
And how would you like to get a non-lethal weapon into the hands of your loved ones with a stopping power that rivals that of a handgun? The Tiger Light. It's an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray. Its high level of utility comes from the fact that it is out and in your hand, unlike other weapons, and there's no expectation by the perpetrator that you have a weapon. It's the Tiger Light. You can get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com. It's awesome. This is a Christmas special rate over there at tiger.freetalklive.com. They'll give you an option of buying a battery charger with it. I recommend that. It makes life a lot easier. It's tiger.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue. Steven's in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steven.
Hello, guys. I briefly worked for the state of Colorado. I'm going to rush because I know we're at the end of the show. I worked for the state of Colorado, the highway department, as an electrical technician when I first got out of the military for 6 months. And when I first tuned in, I came in late and somebody was talking about stuff on the side of the road. That reminded me one time we were about to do a project. We needed to haul some stuff. And I said, well, let's use this trailer over here. There was a trailer on the far side of the yard. And they said, no, we can't use that. That was collected on the side of the road. We have to contact the owner. So there was all sorts of stuff. You could have made an appliance parts store out of all the appliances and, you know, couches like the guy was talking about and everything. Mm-hmm. And all this stuff was just collected. Well, after I quit, a couple of days later, I got along really well with my boss, and he called me up, and he said, hey, man, you know that trailer that's there? And I go, yeah. And he goes, well, you know, we can't find the owner, and why don't you come here and steal it?
What?
And I said, steal it? And he goes, yeah. Yeah, just come here, and, you know, we'll leave the gate open for you. I'll turn the cameras off, and you can steal it, and then I'll turn, you know, lock the gate and turn the cameras back on. And he goes, all you got to do is take it home and erase the, you know, sandpaper off the whatever it is, the identification number, and it's your, you know, free trailer. And I politely declined, but this is what goes on in government. I mean, I know you guys have heard all the stories, but that just reminded me of that.
Now, this is an abandoned trailer, though, right? And, I mean, they can't find the owner of it. If they would have just left the trailer on the side of the road and somebody came along and took it, what's the difference here? I mean, the trailer does need – otherwise, it's sitting there moldering and the tires to dry rot and crack. So, I mean
– that's a good point.
How long does one have to go and try to find someone before it becomes –
Here's the deal, though. I don't have any suspicion that they really tried very hard to find the owner.
Oh, I suspect they didn't. But do they have an obligation to try to find the owner? Because
you know that I'm not sure of.
They have an obligation to clear the roadway of refuse.
Yeah.
That's their roadway, and they should pick up the litter, I guess, or have their convicts do it, or whatever it is that they do. So they have to remove the trailer. As far as I'm concerned, if you leave a trailer for a certain period of time, and I'm not sure exactly how long that is, you know, that trailer, if it doesn't have a flat tire or something like that, and there's a note on it saying, my trailer's tire blew, if you just left a trailer there, then, well, you know, it's refuse. It's
maybe you wanted to give it up. Sure, that's true. I don't know. The whole thing just seemed kind of creepy, you know.
The
state asking me to steal, you know what I mean?
It's weird.
It's so funny.
Sure is.
Hey, thanks for the story. Appreciate hearing from you today, Stephen, at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, just to use the word steal just kind of has an icky feeling to it. Like you could have said, hey, we'll leave the gate open, and you can just take it. I don't know, just steal it kind of suggests that...
If the guy really wanted the trailer gone, like the way that he suggested it, perhaps he could have rolled the trailer out of the yard, turned off the cameras and done that, and then the guy would have come by and got it. But I understand why he wouldn't want to go through that work if he was just left there. I don't know.
Folks, we're out of time. It's been another fun edition of Free Talk Live. Thank you, Gardner Goldsmith, for coming out.
Thank you for the positive vibes. I'm healing up that burn very well.
Grab his podcast at libertyconspiracy.com and visit freetalklive.com for more fun online. We'll see you on freetalklive.com until tomorrow night.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237.